I think we just have one more thing to say about that email. Richard, wake the fuck up. All right? There you go. Now you got to deal with a cranky Richard.
Hey, it is Kermit the Frog here, and this is Xbox 360 fanboy Fancast Defense Force. Yay!
Sorry. Hello and welcome to the Xbox 360 Defense Force podcast, episode 4. I'm Richard Elliott, Gamertag Demolition Elmo.
My name is Patrick Young, Gamertag DarkyBoost 14.
I'm Jonah Falcon, Fly Murderer.
Okay. I'm Matt Joseph, Gamertag Matt Joe.
I'm Holly Atesi, Gamertag Fantastic Shield.
And I'm Evan Zenzer, Gamertag Gonzo.
We've got no special guests this week, but in some effects, and I am the special guest because I'm going to leave in a few minutes. As you can obviously tell, my voice isn't exactly the best at the moment, so I'm going to set the show rolling, and then we'll leave it to the rest of the guys just to hopefully make a decent show out of it.
We hope
it's going to fall apart.
My confidence isn't that high. No offense, guys, but it's just not.
He's just giving us the push to get us rolling down the hill.
Yeah.
Where we'll take out many innocent bystanders along the way.
So, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go now before my voice completely packs up. So, we'll probably go into the news next. So, I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
All right, Patrick, you want to start with what you've been playing?
Sure, why not? Well, pretty much, I didn't play anything this week until I got around Thursday, and then I got an early copy of Rock Band 2.
Oh, lucky.
I know, and I've played that. I was up till 1:30 last night playing with a bunch of drunken fools. Thank
That's
God
the way
for
it's
no fail. Indeed.
Well, I just started playing Lost Odyssey because I heard a lot of good things. And, you know, I just wanted to check it out, so I game-flied it. Otherwise, just same old, you know. Nothing much, just Lost Odyssey for now.
All right, guess my turn. Okay, I started off the week finishing up Mercenaries 2. The goddamn glitchiest game I've ever played. I had 4 achievements glitch on me. 3 of them I had to do the trick where you go offline so you're not connected to the EA servers, and I eventually got them. But there's one that I still can't unlock, the one for sniping 50 enemy drivers. That's just bugging me because I've done like 100 of them and I still can't unlock it. And then for some reason it gave me the achievement for getting $1 billion when I only have 125. So that game is just glitched like crazy. I've been playing the demo for Pure, which pleasantly surprised me. I usually hate driving games, but I like that game a lot. Pure is definitely a game that I'm going to seriously consider buying. I like the demo a lot. I've been playing some Halo 3 with some friends. I finally got my first overkill ever, like ever in Halo 3, and it was in Lone Wolf, so I actually got the achievement. So very happy about that. First overkill. Also, I got the iPhone Spore Origins. Honestly, Joan, I know you're a big Spore fan. I don't see what the big deal is. It's kind of boring and repetitive. It's fine for like it's fine for like an iPhone game, but other than that, it's kind of, I don't know, it's just a bit shallow on gameplay. And that's about it. Mainly Halo 3 and Spore Origins are what I've been playing for the most part, and I'm excited for tomorrow for Rock Band 2. Finally get a new game. Haven't had a new game in a while. Except I had Mercenaries 2, but that wasn't that great. But Rock Band 2 I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to be picking that up tomorrow.
Well, if you're going to be... Before you go, Holly, if you're going to be including Spore, I've been playing the hell out of Spore. I'm going to be posting a review of it soon.
You must hate Viva Pinata.
Alright, well, I've been playing Puzzle Quest. I started playing it last Friday. And I'm just strangely addicted to it, so that's all I've been playing until tomorrow.
Well, it can be strangely because you're not alone to people. I still haven't killed. I st- still haven't digged Daddy yet, Lord Mane.
I just didn't think I'd be that interested in it, and I started playing it, and I can't stop.
Yeah, it is really good.
Mm. Okay, then.
Well, I started off the week playing the Elder Scrolls DLC for Oblivion, or the Shivering Isles, whatever it's called, and it was really good. EV250 gamer score. And since then, I've just been playing Viva Pinata Trouble in Paradise, which is really good. Better than the first one, I think, so.
Have you been having any partners joining up with you, you know, in multiplayer?
Nah.
Isn't there an achievement for that?
Yeah, for an hour of, like, four-player co-op, something like that, online.
Okay.
I've been lone-wolfing it.
All right, so are we going to do achievements now?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, my achievement of the week is probably getting Rock Band too early. I mean, it's really good, and I've already gotten the Virtuoso achievement, which is beating the Impossible Challenge with singing.
What is that?
The Impossible Challenge? It's just like the hardest songs in the... It's like a set list of like the five hardest songs in the game. Mm. But you can do it on any difficulty, so those achievements are going to be really easy to get.
How are the achievements overall? Are they good?
Yeah, they're really good, but most of them are like... Basically, you can get them if you just try and get them.
Okay, good. So an easy 1,000?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know what the secret ones are yet, and those might be a bit more difficult. And then I don't know how the drum trainer achievements are going to be. I've yet to play with that.
Okay. I have four achievements of the week. One of them is actual achievement. Three are just real life. The actual achievement is getting my first overkill ever in Halo 3, and since it was in Lone Wolves, I got the achievement. I was pretty happy. I got it with swords on Snowbound. Another thing, I sold all my Rock Band equipment. I got about $80 for it, and that's because the guitars were broken. I had two guitars. They were both broken, but I sold also the drums and the mic. I got $80 for that, so I'll be buying Rock Band 2 with that money. Also, I finally, believe it or not, I found out what a Rickroll is this week. I never knew before, and I personally think it's like the funniest thing, and I've just been doing it to like all my friends, and I think it's hilarious. And lastly, this week marked the return of my favorite show of all time, Entourage. Season 5 premiered on HBO on Sunday night, and since Sunday night, I've watched that episode, the season 5 premiere, about 12 times already, and I'm hyped for tomorrow night for the next episode.
Okay, well, I only have one achievement this week, and that is I killed 100 house flies in 4 hours. Yes! And that's because I've had a housefly infestation, and I'm going to tell you something. I just delighted in seeing all those little corpses on the floor of the bathroom. It's like, yeah, I did it. Take that for a kill-tacular, man. So now
wow. Just wow.
Isn't that called genocide?
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder if that goes towards my achievements for Gears of War 2. You know, seriously? Seriously, fly.
Well, yeah. What do you say after that? I don't have an achievement, but I just want to say that I do love Rick Astley.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, I don't really have an achievement either.
The little white redheaded guy with the deep black man's voice.
Yes. Also, I just like to let people know, if anyone watches Dexter, the season 3 premiere got leaked onto the internet. I watched it. It's very good. It's a good show. You guys should watch it.
I hate that show.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, whatever. I actually caught the premiere of True Blood last week.
Oh, is that good?
Tonight. It's okay. I found out it's based on books. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see where... But you know what? The parallels between being a vampire and being gay, you know, having to come out, it's been done before.
That's Alan Ball's new show, right, on HBO?
Yeah, Alan Ball's, yeah. He wanted to do something light and fun. And, you know, I like to see where it goes. I mean, I like Anna Paquin, but, you know, tomorrow's episode 2.
I recorded the first one. It was on after Entourage. I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't really have an achievement. I just bought a laptop this week for $700, so I'm excited.
All right, sounds good. All right, so moving on here, I guess, should we do the news of the week, top 5 news stories?
Sure.
All right, Patrick, start us off.
Okay, well, this week they had the Guitar Hero World Tour setlist come out. Hooray for that, because a lot of songs on there are actually looking pretty cool. One of the most exciting songs I saw that I didn't know about before was the Nirvana About a Girl Unplugged. That's going to be a really cool song to play.
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's confusing. That's an acoustic guitar, right? I mean, it's going to be kind of strange to be playing an acoustic guitar song with a Guitar Hero, electric guitar, what's it called, controller?
They've had it, though, with a lot of songs like that, actually. Preschool, Skull Crusher Mountain's acoustic.
Yeah, you see, I don't play Guitar Hero 3, though. Although, now that I think about it, Still Alive has an acoustic guitar.
Well, Still Alive and Skull Crusher Mountain, but Still Alive, like, fades out into an electric guitar.
But I know my stuff.
All right, Jonah, got a new story?
Oh, yeah. Dean Takahashi has a new book coming out called The Xbox 360 Uncloaked, and reveals all the problems that the Xbox 360 had at launch, as if we didn't know that already, because, how hard it was to find a 360. Now, we're finding out why. For one, they had the first batch of the system's 3-core GPUs that rolled off the line, only 16% of them worked. So right off the bat, you have that. And at the Chinese manufacturing plants, only 68 of every 100 360s actually worked at all. You know, the others did not turn on or anything like that. And the rest of them weren't exactly in the best of shape. So this is basically why it was so hard to, A, it was so hard to find a 360 back in 2005, and B, why almost all of them, were returned. Now, this isn't something new, by the way, with launches. If people remember, let me go backwards in time. The PS2 and the PS1 had horrible, problems when they first came out. And the C64, two-thirds of every C64 had to be returned because they had just planned this thing like 3 months before. So they just slapped together this thing and shoved it out the door, you know. So it's enlightening to see how and why it was so hard to find a 360 and how many of them were defective. So the book is coming out in a couple of months, I think it is. It's coming out very soon. So it's going to be an interesting read.
All right.
I knew how.
Let's do a poll. Who here has Red Ringed? Me.
I have.
Me.
I have.
I think we all have.
I had a launch 360, so I'm amazed that there's like a couple of people who have launch 360s that only red ringed like last week or something like that. You know, they say, "Oh, I have a launch 360, and it finally red ringed." You know, And it's funny because now the red ring is no longer a stigma. It's sort of like popping your cherry as a 360 owner. It's like, "Oh, you're 360 red ringed. Congratulations, you're one of us now." I mean, IGN's podcast is called the Red Ring Podcast, you know? And it's become an iconic thing, you know? It's become a cultural thing. I mean, now people are saying when anything breaks down, "Oh, my car just red ringed." You know, my clock red ringed. You know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, it's like it's no longer an issue. It's more like, it's in a weird way now a positive for some reason. Not the defective, it's just, it's just like...
The term itself.
It just becomes a cultural icon, you know? And I'm pretty sure that when the 720 is released, they're going to make sure when your system goes bad, it's going to be like a yellow ring or a green ring. They don't want to have green rings are good, actually. But, some other color so that people don't say, "Oh, look, a red ring." Anyway, it's a very interesting read. GameSpot has a summary of the last chapter of Dean Takahashi's book. So if you go to GameSpot and do a search for that article, it tells you really what happened during those last months. So anyway,
sounds interesting.
So now we know why there were so many problems. And it cost Microsoft $1 billion, but they really wanted to get the 360 out first. And in the long run, it helped them.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
alright.
That's the news for me.
Okay, my new story is The Force Unleashed breaks the Xbox Live Marketplace download record. I think it's over 1 million downloads in just 8 days when the article came out. It came out on September 10th, so it had been out for 8 days, a demo, and it had surpassed 1 million downloads. And I was actually surprised, because before that, Bioshock held the record, you know? And I remember that demo. That demo was awesome. Yeah, I guess, but... I mean,
oh, by the way, if you want to include the PS3, 2.3
I was just about to say, 2.3 with the PSN demo also. So, I mean, that surprised me, because Bioshock was a great game, and I think it deserved all those downloads. Force Unleashed, though, I think it's very overrated, and I don't think it's going to do that well. I know I'm not going to buy it. I mean, the demo was
Star Wars.
Fine. Yeah, I know. The demo was good, but, I mean, it was no Bioshock, you know? So that's surprised
me. I'm running it, though. So.
Yeah, it's definitely not like the top of the list, but it's in there.
But you see, Matt, it has nothing to do with how good the game is with the demo. It's just how many people want to see what it's like, you know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's a good game or not. I mean, Crackdown, which I liked, had the previous record. You know, it had something, and you know, Halo 3 had something to do with it, you know. But I think it was a demo that got me to buy Crackdown, because I don't care about the Halo 3 multiplayer beta, you know, and Crackdown's encouraged me to buy Crackdown.
Same here. I actually found out about the beta after I pre-ordered Crackdown, which I was like, yeah, yay, plus bonus for me.
Well, Crackdown was a great game. Like,
never played the Halo 3 beta.
Oh, and the Saints Row demo was probably the best demo I've ever played anywhere. I mean, for one thing, it gave you a lot to do. You know, you could go anywhere in that area and do whatever, you know, it was like playing the regular game, except you couldn't go past these certain boundaries and you didn't have as many missions. But I was just experimenting the hell out of it. You know, I'd jump on top of cars and make people panic, you know, the Saints Row demo made me want to pre-order it yesterday, and it's probably going to make me, and I know I want to get Saints Row 2 as soon as possible, and I hope they release a demo for that as soon as possible as well.
All right, who's up next? Holly?
It's me.
It's me!
I'm here, it's me! Well, Sarcastic Gamer is putting on a little charity event, a 24-hour gaming marathon on October 18th to raise money for Center, which hopefully is weathering Hurricane Ike. Yaniv from the other less cool podcast posted on their less cool Facebook group. They've started a team to raise funds for this. And we figured this is a good opportunity for us to kind of join forces and do some good. And, you know, we're not necessarily going to be best buddies, but we're going to, you know, try to raise some fun for these people. The website is extralife.sarcasticgamer.com, but you can find the information on the X3F fancast group on Facebook, the JPEG group, and I think, our group. So it's out there, but on that Extra Life website, the group to join is the Joystick Podcast Appreciation Group team. And let's go and raise some funds and play some games.
I just realized we should have an introduction for you where you go, "It's me, Holly."
It's me. Yeah, I do have that Italian last name. It's me.
It would be more appropriate if it was a Nintendo podcast, but.
All right.
Yeah.
Evan?
All right, So the developers behind Little Big Planet, which is an exclusive for PlayStation 3, says that it is not possible to make on the Xbox 360.
Which is a bit of a lie there.
Yeah, our theories are that Sony doesn't want to give it up.
Well, no, the thing is that the reason for that is because there are a ton of video tutorials and a ton of language files. So what happens is it isn't that the game... they just are sticking all these video tutorials on the disc, which is why, quote-unquote, they can't do it on a 360. Of course, there's something I like to call Xbox Live Marketplace,
yeah,
where
exactly.
You can download videos for free. You know? So there, and the thing is, doesn't Sony own this title anyway? I mean, so
yeah.
it's not because they can't make it for the 360. They won't make it for the 360.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the people at Ghostbusters saying we're having a harder problem with the 360. Well, yeah, who owns this Ghostbusters license? Hello, Sony Columbia. And the thing is that they're probably the only people who ever said, hey, the cell is easier to work for than the 360, because the 360 uses DX10, while the Sony uses the cell architecture and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's impossible to do. No, it's just impossible to stick a bunch of meat tutorials on a disc. Sort of like filling out the disc because they included 18 language files. Who cares?
Yeah, it's definitely Little Big Planet is definitely one of Sony's big games for the year. So I have a PlayStation 3, so I am getting it. So
yeah, but it's not going to be a system seller like they're making it out to be.
No, it won't be.
No. As a matter of fact, I don't even know what kind of sales they're going to have because, you know, it's only going to be for people who are online and visit Joystick and that sort of stuff. You know, it's sort of, but the average person saying, "What? Maybe not. I'll just play with my Wii." Dude, that came out dirty.
Yes, it did.
Indeed. All right, Patrick and Holly, you guys want to do This Week in Rock Band?
Yes, we do. And Holly, I'll let you cover the first couple things, because I'm pretty much just going to wrap it up with you know what.
I have no idea what. What?
Oh,
I don't know what you're talking about. Who maybe has a game early. Jerk. Some of us have to wait until after 11 tomorrow to get it. Whatever.
By the way, what is with all these Sunday releases all of a sudden? I mean, Spore was released on a Sunday, now Rock Band 2?
It's a stupid day to release a game like Rock Band 2.
Yeah, you can't do it by mail because mail isn't delivered on a Sunday.
I think it's good, though. Then you get the weekend to play it.
What?
No, Sunday, what? Sunday is sort of late for the weekend.
No, not really.
You're working on a Monday, or you should be if you have a job.
Speak for yourself.
I'm trying to think what other really big game came out. Not Spore, but way before that.
Didn't Mercenaries 2 come out on Sunday, I think?
Oh, it came out on a Monday.
Oh.
It was like, well, they're pretty much just, it seems like the Tuesday release day is just kind of collapsing, and it's just spreading out to wherever they want it to. As we get like further into the year, because I'm pretty sure come Christmas time, it's going to be kind of hectic. Oh.
Indeed.
Because everybody's like, well, I don't want my game releasing on that day.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that they don't have a midnight release of Rock Band 2 because there's a shortage of Rock Band 2 bundles. So if there is a major desire for Rock Band 2, you're going to see a shortage like the 360. No one's going to be able to find one.
I don't think there will be, though. Because
the reason why Walmart isn't having a midnight sale, because they said we don't have enough of them to merit a midnight launch. So,
but most of the people have the instruments already from last year, so I don't think the bundles are going to be that sought after. I think it's going to be the Guitar Hero World Tour bundles that are going to go out of stock like crazy.
And I didn't even know they were really doing the bundle this time around, because I thought the exclusive release for 360 was the standalone disc only.
Yeah.
So the bundle isn't even coming out until
October.
For a while.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it's just the disc.
Okay, we also have news about that $5 transfer fee. Why don't you explain it?
We talked about that last week, I thought.
Yeah, we did.
Extensively.
Yeah, way to pay attention.
And
you know, I don't pay attention to this show. So.
No. The first thing is the All That Remains downloadable content came out this week, which I know Matt was not too ecstatic about that, but neither was I. I really didn't pick it up. I know they're
exactly.
Gonna
it's like, just another crummy download once again, like 3 weeks in a row here.
Well, hold on. They just gave us a free song, mister.
Oh, yeah, that song sucked also. That
was
I love those songs. Those are some of the best songs in the disc. Run for the Hills is one of them. Enter Sandman was the other one. I really love those two songs.
What are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about the three songs that were left out of,
No, we're talking about the...
Oh, my God.
You really don't pay attention. I decided to
put it in the outtakes.
Got to start paying attention.
Wow.
Yeah, we were talking
about... Anyhow. I'm not as high on Rock Band 2 as you guys are.
We were talking about the downloadable content that came out this week.
The Stephen Colbert
right.
song.
Which oh, is cool. Yeah, the full albums, right, from both GH3 and Rock Band, right.
What?
Do you even participate in the show or kind of talk?
Go on. Whatever.
That little content that, well, necessarily, since it's Saturday, so it came out last week, even though the show's coming out on Sunday, which is next week. Downloadable content that came out this past Tuesday / the rest of the week was downloadable content. The three songs, and then the free Stephen Colbert song, which is a minute and 16 seconds long.
And which
it's
sucks.
Short and sweet.
What is this sort of song that you could get your perfect achievement? You know, the 100% on Texas. One of those songs that are really, really easy to get on?
Actually, probably, but I'd say there's easier songs. I'd say Maps would be the easiest for the guitar.
Yes.
That's and probably song. Bass as well. And then, so Holly, you got the next week's downloadable content.
Oh, and the one that Matt is going to be just super excited for?
He should be.
The Megadeth entire album, Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? And another pack of four songs that they're calling the Rock Band Tour pack. It has Death Dashboard, Confessional, The Cab, Panic at the Disco. Can't talk today. Panic at the Disco and Plain White Tees.
Yeah.
Okay, who is going to buy that? Like, honestly.
A lot of people.
Songs you just mentioned. Like, Guitar Hero 3 had the full new Metallica album come out this week, Death Magnetic. Now, that is, legit respectable downloadable content. The Rock Band content is so bad.
I'm going to go out here and say, this album will probably be downloaded more than that album.
No way. A chance. Death Magnetic is a huge album, and it's going to sell way more than that... Megadeth. Who the hell listens to Megadeth?
What?
People who like Megadeth?
There's very few of them.
I've had conversations with friends who play Rock Band where they really like that type of music because it's challenging to play, especially on drums and things like that.
And at the same time, those other songs, the tour pack, are going to be a bit easier. And those are going to be for the more common people. And those are very popular songs on the radio. So that's going to be more towards the casual crowd. See? And, everybody who plays isn't Matt Joseph. So they're not going to tailor the downloadable content.
That's a shame. I have a question, though, for Patrick. You have Rock Band 2. How's the new Guns N' Roses song, Shackler's Revenge?
I have not gotten to it yet.
Oh, really?
Getting all the music in this game is... quite a challenge.
Oh man, I want to hear about
it. When you do the different tour challenges and you get to the impossible challenge, you don't end up playing every single song.
Really? So there's no career mode or anything? Like solo career like in the first one?
The world tour, everything can be done solo. So pretty much there is a solo career, but there's no linear progression thing.
Okay.
And the thing that's closest, you pretty much have to do it on, you have to have what they call the marathons, which it's six songs in each playlist, and if you play all those, then you eventually unlock all the songs. But I was way too lazy to do that because I'd just beaten. It took me forever to beat the singing career, so I wasn't gonna go ahead and do that.
Huh.
So I do have a good amount of the songs, but I'm lacking that, and a lot of the bonus. Songs. I still don't have Master Exploder by Tenacious D, which is a song I'm still desperately looking for.
Alright. So is that it for this week in Rock Band?
No,
had a couple questions.
Oh, ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Wait, raise your hand and ask questions!
Oh, hold on, you can go ahead. For some reason, I thought there was one more piece of news, but apparently I was confused myself.
Okay. We're going to have a Muppet Flash news soon.
Okay.
So, IGN gave the first Rock Band a 9.4, and they gave the second Rock Band a 9. You've played both now, so which would you say is better?
Well, Rock Band 2 is better than Rock Band 1, and it'd be a shame if it wasn't, because it's a sequel and it should be. But yeah, at the same time, it wasn't, I understand where IGN comes from with their rating, because they don't rate it, they rate it on the individual things, and they have what's not an overall. It's just, the 9 is the, like, the not overall, and it got like a lasting thing of 10, because it's gonna last that long.
Yeah.
But it's better, but it wasn't like the milestone that Rock Band 1 was.
But it was, although instruments, should you be considering it, you know, it's still the same game. I mean, I don't care if it's a milestone or not, but if it's a better game, then it should get a higher score. You know, you're not supposed to compare it. Well, this is a milestone in gaming, so we have to give it an extra high score. What? No.
If you watch the video review, they say like nothing but good things about Rock Band 2. They said maybe one bad thing. I can't recall what it was, but that's why I was confused why I got a lower score.
So are you saying, let's say we took Halo and then went to Halo 2, and Halo 2 should have been better just because they added extra stuff?
No, it's just that, yeah, you know, it's not that. It's that, you know, they give really, a higher score, it's something you've never seen before. You know, I'm not saying, I mean, just the sequel shouldn't suffer because it's, you know, it's an improved version of something we've seen already. It should be based on, you know, on how good it is, you know? It's like they're saying, well, you know, it's no longer new. I mean, we've seen drums before, so we can't give it a higher score. Bullshit.
Well,
if something has a replayability or a lasting appeal of a 10, you're saying that you're going to be playing this from now till Kingdom Come. That automatically means it should have a higher score. You know, yeah, if you're going to be constantly playing something, you've more than made your, what's it called? You've more than had a bang for your buck. You know, I mean, if something's great, but then you drop it after a month and you never play it again.
But there were a lot of things they could still improve on. I agree. There are some things I was still, I'm kind of disappointed in. Like,
well,
World War.
Can you create an online band with people and have it sort of like a clan and then compete against other people online?
Well, I'm not sure. I never attempt to do that, because I know there's the Battle of the Bands thing where you just try and get a really high score and they rank you against everybody, which is fun. But at the same time, I don't know if you can do band against band. Phrased it, they made it sound like it, and I have yet to even attempt to do that, because last night we were
have anybody else who has a copy of Rock Band 2 to do it with?
Actually, there's quite a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I mean, people that you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one I know has it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Can you form a band and give it a name with a couple of other people that you can only play with those people for that particular band? Like, you have the Shouting Kangaroos, and it's you, Holly, Richard, and Evan, you know?
Well, how it works is, it would be, let's say I make a band, and it's the Defense Force. That's the name of the band.
Right, okay.
So,
okay.
Cool. I make it, and it's on my 360, and I go ahead and invite everybody in who's going to play with me, and we're playing, and we all earn some achievements, and when it's saving, it only saves to mine, because it's the band was created on my hard drive.
Oh.
That's how it was in the...
It's not saved to, like, specific people and stuff. It's just hard drive specific.
No, but, you know...
Specific.
Okay.
So what's the best new feature?
Oh, wow. Probably the fact you can do World Tour...
Solo, please?
Solo, yeah. I love that so much.
I would do more World Tour, but I didn't have many people who actually play Rock Band with me in person, you know?
Oh, I threatened my friend. He, like, got put in a torture chamber, and he was like, you're going to get better at the bass, or you're not going to live. You know, pick. And eventually he got good enough to play Expert, and we beat the endless setlist on it.
Cool.
I got left out of Matt's band because I suck.
Well, you know, I only take the best. What could I say? Speaking about that, though, I'm. Are we actually doing that? Like, me, Jonah, Patrick, are we gonna form a band and hit up World Tour tomorrow, or what?
I'm not picking up Rock Band 2 because my finances are low right now. So, I mean,
sucks.
If I do pick it up, I'm gonna be getting the game alone, not the bundle.
Yeah, same.
Well, I'm still not sure if they're actually selling the bundle tomorrow.
No, they're not.
They are
selling
that. They are.
So
that's what Walmart said.
Nah, man. What? They it doesn't say anything about a bundle on the IGN release.
Yeah, it's IGN. They actually have it when you go to the launch center. It actually says standalone disc launches.
Yeah, in. GameStop has a listing for the bundle as well that's going to be released tomorrow as well. So, I'm an expert vocalist, though, so whatever I do, I sing.
I've never really trusted GameStop's website, though, because they always put the weirdest dates.
Never.
A day before release, I think it's kind of, you can trust them.
Never. I'll never trust them.
Never! I have a fatwa against GameStop. Come with me with your torches and pitchforks and we shall slay the beast. I want to kill them just for buying up Electronic Boutique. I prefer that store to GameStop.
I never really liked EB Games. I mean, we had one over here for like a couple, like maybe a week or two right before the buyout, and then it like changed to, like a week after that, it changed right to a GameStop. So now there's two GameStops and two Funko Lands within like walking distance of each other.
We still got EB Games up here in Canada, so.
Yeah, and they also have a separate EB Games website too.
Yeah.
Well, our EB Games was EB Games, and they changed the sign to GameStop, but the receipts still say EB Games.
Because they got a lot of paper.
I mean, how many people can be possibly buying games in Moose Jaw, Canada?
Wow.
Anyways.
Montreal, though. That's a place in Rock Band, too.
Uh-huh. Viva Quebec!
Anyway, so yeah, go ahead.
I think the coolest new place in Rock Band 2, I think, is either Shanghai Stadium, it's a really cool, it's like one of those only the final places. I don't know, that sounds weird. But you know how there was Russia, and in Moscow there was just the one venue?
Right.
It was like the super mega place. Same with China, they have Shanghai Stadium, and it's really cool looking. And then they have Dublin in Ireland, which it's like the full 3 set, and you can start there and everything. And I think their final piece is really cool looking. It's like basically it's a castle looking place they show in a lot of their videos, which is really cool. I'm sorry, I'm just.
Have you played White Money?
Yes, I have. I've sang it and done the guitar.
Is it awesome?
It is awesome.
Good answer.
Awesome, dude!
In fact, it's awesome. Rockman 2 is like my musical education, because I never really... A lot of songs on here, I've either heard before, didn't know the name, or I've just never heard them at all, and sadly, that's one of them. I am deprived when it comes to music, and that's why I love Harmonix, because they shower me in great music, and I'm like, thank you.
So you fantasize about having showers with Harmonix?
I do. Every single
Don't
one of
we
them.
All?
We should. If you're not, you're like, it's a sin if you don't. Oh, wow.
This would be a good time to say TMI.
Anyways, yeah, so I think it's time we take a break. But before we do, I'd just like to let everyone know that we are still looking, or I am still looking for a singer who could sing on Harder Expert. For Rock Band 2. Yeah, but you said you weren't getting the bundle, so you wanted the mic.
What do you mean? I have the instruments for Rock Band.
Oh, true. In the first one. Okay, so never mind then. But anyways, no, still. Yeah, no, if
I
anyone...
I one of those.
If anyone wants to
I've
play with
me... I have an angel.
Just hit me up. My gamer tag's Matt space Joe, J-O. Send me a friend request and we'll play. I could play on expert guitar. And that's the only instrument I have right now, so that's the only thing I'm going to be able to play. I sold all my other instruments. But anyways, yeah, I think it's time for a break.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things that you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. Then you have the audacity to even come and step to me and ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another baller? When times get hard, he's the one to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, don't know what a man's about. Do you pay my bills? Do you pay the telephone bills?
we're back from the break, and Jonah, I think you have some XBLA news for us.
Yeah, actually, we have some XBLA titles and some Xbox Originals titles. This past week, there was another 3D that was released, Rocket Bowl, which is Large Animal's 2004 PC release. It's sort of like a cross between miniature golf and bowling. It's not as lame as it sounds. It's actually kind of addictive fun. You know, not PopCap Peggle addictive, but addictive enough that you can play in like 15-minute bursts, you know? You have Shotest Shogi, which is basically a huge seller in Japan. It's the Japanese version of chess. And they feature a full tutorial in case you don't know what the heck it is. And finally, those two titles are 800 Microsoft points and bucks. And finally, you have Samurai Shodown 2, which is for 400 Microsoft points. And this is an SNK game. And which means it has really, really bad English translation and localization. I'll give you a few shots. What a nice person. You kindly give the palm to such a croc. Or, all creature will die and all the things will be broken. That's the law of the samurai. And my personal favorite, give you my knock for justice. Oh. I love bad English, you know, localization. Also coming out are two Xbox originals, which are sort of yawners. One is Destroy All Humans. I didn't play it. A lot of people liked it, you know. It's basically a GTA-style alien game in which you play an alien who wants to destroy all humans. And the other one is Intellivision Lives. Now, having grown up in the period, I remember television games, and all the fun ones are not on the list. I mean, World Series Baseball is a good one because it's the precursor to Earl Weaver Baseball, but otherwise, they're mostly yawns. I mean, besides which, Intellivision Rocks was a better one because it included all the Activision and Magic games as well. So if you like GTA-style games with a little bit of a twist, try Destroy All Humans. I personally like Rocket Bowl. You may think it's a lot of $10, but the PC version is about $20. If you're interested in learning some new casual chess-like game, you might want to try out Shotest. It does come with the full tutorials in case you have no idea how to play. So that's the XBLA releases for this week.
All right. Do you guys want to give our quick review on the XBLA games that came out this week? Has anyone played any of them?
No.
No.
Yeah, me neither. All right.
Okay, well, I'll say try out Rocket Bowl. You might actually at least, you know, demo.
All right.
Being sucked to another dimension.
No.
All right. Whoa.
That hole turned out to be a black hole.
My mic is rubbing against my stubble here.
That's terrible. All
right, we'll edit that part out.
You could just start over.
Okay. Anyways, since no one's really played the Xbox Live Arcade games this week, let's move right along to, I guess, my segment, Achievements 101. So this week we've had a bunch of achievements come out. Brother in Arms Hell Highway achievements are now out. Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe achievements are out. And if you take a look at those, you can actually find out some of the new characters in the game and some more information about the game. They give you some information that hasn't previously been released. Monopoly Here and Now Edition achievements are now out, and I was excited for this until I found out Monopoly has no online play, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. So definitely not getting that. And then just today, this morning, two big games had their achievements come out. Saints Row 2 was the first. They look pretty simple. There's a lot of ones for collecting things, though, and I hate having to collect, so
yeah.
That's going to be a pain.
Yeah, but Saints Row isn't as draconian as, say, Assassin's Creed or GTA 4.
I guess, but still, it is a pain. And lastly, Rock Revolution, the new game from Konami that's going to be competing with Guitar Hero and Rock Band 2, had their achievements released, and they don't look too hard either, which is good, because I'm going to be getting all three. I'm getting Guitar Hero, Rock Band 2, and Rock Revolution. So.
Core.
Yeah, maybe.
Be a disappointment.
I'll still buy it. I won't buy the bundle, I'll just buy the game. Anyways, that's all the achievements really that came out this week. There were a few other like arcade titles, but nothing big. As for achievement tips, unfortunately, I don't have any because I haven't really been playing anything new. I mean, I got an overkill in Halo 3, but who hasn't, you know? Other than that, there's not really much I could tell you, but next week I'll have some Rock Band 2 achievement tips, so stay tuned for that. And I guess that's...
easy.
Yeah.
Easy achievements.
I guess that's about it, though. Evan, you want to tell us what games are coming out this week?
Yeah. Rock Band 2 is coming out tomorrow, or when they hear it, it'll actually be today.
Gas!
And, I don't know what the story is behind Pure. On my GameFly, it has a release date of 25th. On IG16th. So does anyone know what that
yeah,
is
it
about?
Got delayed. It got delayed a week.
So it is the 25th?
Yeah.
All right. And the other, really the only other mentionable one that I can see is Star Wars The Force Unleashed, which comes out on the 16th, which is Tuesday or Monday. I can't remember.
They're all Tuesday except for Rock Band.
Yeah, okay, Tuesday. All right.
Well, I don't know if that's the only... I mean, Armored Core, a lot of people are fans of Armored Core. Armored Core for Answer is coming out, and Pure as well. And that demo was released, so if you like the demo, it's coming out.
We just no discussed that. Pure's actually delayed. Jonah, Pure's delayed. Oh. We just said that.
Oh, okay.
Way to pay attention.
But Armored Core has a fan base.
Yeah.
I've actually never heard of them. I don't know what about Battle Fantasia? Is that a big one too?
I don't know what that is.
What about
it
Madden?
It sounds like
NFL
a Magic the Gathering type game, actually.
Wait, Battle Fantasia? Are you gonna be fighting like Mickey Mouse?
Oh, it's
what I picture.
Sorry, it's a fighter from Japan.
And it's just coming out on 360.
And PS3, yeah, it's just coming out. The arcade version came out last year, and now it's hitting the next gen consoles.
Okay.
And it actually hit the 360 back in Japan in May.
Hmm.
And if you want to wrangle some zombies, Zombie Wranglers comes out on the 17th. So.
That was blunt.
I want to wrangle some zombies.
When's
Left 4 Dead coming out again? November
20th, is it?
Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is November 20th.
Yep.
There
is a demo coming out for that though. They announced that this week. There's a demo coming for Left 4 Dead soon.
Why didn't we talk about that in the news?
We didn't pick it.
Yeah, I guess we forgot. I don't know. But yeah, there is a demo coming out.
Oh, one other news item that should have been mentioned, which I think is kind of sort of important, is that Fallout 3 is going to be censored for worldwide. You're no longer going to have morphine. You're going to have some other. They just changed the names of all the drugs. You know, and God, you know, this is a game which you have heads exploding and limbs flying off. But God forbid, you should think that morphine is good to dull pain.
That's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous.
The one thing you can learn from the game.
You know, if they had two men kissing, it would have been banned. If you remember that poll from a while back in which people said that they'd rather see heads being decapitated graphically than seeing two men kissing.
I feel the same way, yeah.
What if they're kissing and their heads get decapitated?
Isn't one of the, like, themes of Velvet Assassin, whenever that comes out, morphine?
Yeah, she's like...
Is that going to be...
Well, the thing is that it was... They messed with the Australian censors, right?
Yeah.
And so Bethesda said, well, you know, we don't want to make Australians feel bad, so we'll just censor it all over the place. It's easier to do that rather than just have one version of the game in Australia having those references removed. I don't know what's wrong with having a toggle, you know. Do you want the real name drugs on or off? They do that with
brand
the
names or generics.
It's like they do that with they used to do that with Vons, you know. If you play Doom 3D, you could have the option of having parental control, which you don't have the blowing up and all that stuff. You turn off the blood or turn on the blood. Why not just have the name changing? You know, still does the same thing.
Well, yeah. Personally, I think Happy Fun Juice will be a lot more cooler than morphine.
That'll get it banned.
This is a bit in the future, well, sort of, in a couple months, but it's... does anyone know if Huxley is actually going to come out in November?
I really hope so. I've been looking forward to that since, you know, it was announced before launch of the 360.
It's been delayed way too many times.
It's a cool premise, but the fact that it's been delayed so many times, I've pretty much been like, it's probably not going to be very good.
Yeah.
All right, well, if no one has anything else to say, I think we should close out the show. Is that it? Anyone have any last-minute words?
Oh, wait. Well, it's probably going to be over by the time the sample we have P and half-price drop on the Call of Duty Variety Map Pack, although by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be have gone, so it's like, oh, you're hearing about it now? Too bad.
You missed it.
You missed it. Sorry.
It's kind of like Richard just exploded in like a big yay or
hey.
Hey.
I'm back. Yay.
All right.
Oh, and Ensemble.
Super fun. Happy time.
Yeah, news, by the way, we forgot to mention is Ensemble Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Closing its doors, but they will still have full support for Halo Wars. It's sort of like the Bungie situation in which they're forming their own little second party development team, you know, so that they'll still it's just a matter of them wanting bigger pieces of the pie when it comes to sales.
I thought like the whole company just kind of collapsed and they were spreading
What happens is that the leads of the company are striking out on their own, and Microsoft is scrambling to get the, you know, the other employees jobs within the organization, because the major guy, you know, the guys who lead Ensemble's are going to do their own thing. So Microsoft had to find jobs for the other people who weren't going to be moving.
Good luck to them, and I hope they get put on good games, because then they'll only become better.
Who here is interested in Halo Wars? Just out of curiosity, I am, sort of.
I am, definitely.
The demo is out. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that studio has made some really good games over
Age of Empires being top of the list there.
So I have full faith that Halo Wars is going to be absolutely amazing, and that
it looks amazing.
Really...
I mean, it's like watching Halo from space.
Space.
You know, it's like, the only.
You can go ahead.
I think we should like just have a moment like in silence for the loss of a yeah, end of a company, and we're back.
That's awesome, Richard.
I think we should wrap it up now. I've kind of come back to destroy things. It was all sensible, and then I come back and wreck it all up. So let's just say goodbye then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait,
I'll miss you all.
Richard. How about thank yous?
Send me a beam, Richard. Yeah, thank. Oh, wait, thank you. Yeah, good point. Thank you to...
Thanks. Bye.
Keith, thanks. Bye.
To meet their match.
Wait, I'd also...
Thank you, local Walmart, for breaking street date on Rocky.
Shut up.
I have some thank yous.
Breaking street date.
Right, thanks to Richard and Mitchell, Dustin Berg, Zavdamatos, and... what's the other one? Alexander Stowinski, that's the one. Anyone else want to say thank you?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank HBO for finally putting Entourage back on the air after a long break because of the writer's strike. That show is amazing. There is no show better than it. And the new episode is on tomorrow night, so check it out. Also, if anyone knows who Jade is, community manager for Xbox Live Canada, Her photos are now up from XO8 on her live space, and I'm actually in one of them, so it's pretty sweet. If anyone cares.
You're a superstar.
I want to thank Raid for allowing me to kill hundreds of flies and having to sweep up their corpses. And doing a little dance. And I want to kill more flies.
My dad, MTV. Thank you, you guys, my manager. yeah, thank you all.
I also thank my wife who divorced me, but she remarried me so I could have my money back.
Alright.
I've been Richard.
I've been Patrick.
I've been Jonah Falcon.
I've been Matt.
I've been Holly.
And I've been Evan.
And until next time, hopefully I'll have a better voice. Goodbye.
And as always, one more thing. Remember, you could subscribe to us in iTunes or leave a review, and any reader mail you could send to x3ffdf@gmail.com.
And don't forget to support Child's Play.
Yeah.
And don't forget to go to the gallery and see my sculpture comprised of dead flies.
Anyway.
Can I eat it?
And a sauce before you finish that.
All right, until next time.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Meow.